Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Lawmakers from cold weather states, including Massachusetts, are proposing a new bill that would significantly increase federal heating assistance. The proposal is in response to President Obama's budget released this week, which includes a $470 million cut to the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, otherwise known as LIHEAP. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports on how the proposed cut could affect people in Massachusetts.
There's a breeze seeping through the closed windows of John McPherson's house in Dorchester, and he says it feels like money blowing away.
You put your hand right in here, right about in here, I feel it.
Do you feel lucky that it's been a mild winter?
Yeah. Oh, man.
McPherson fills up his oil tank about four times a year, which costs around $4,000. Hard to handle on his Social Security and veterans' benefits. McPherson fought in World War II. He stormed the beaches of Normandy in France and later helped occupy Japanese islands. Now he's 85, a father of eight children, and a grandfather to 13. He lives alone in his 10-room house, which he owns, but he has trouble paying for heat.
I ran out of money. Well, I'll have to use my Social Security check, that's all. It's if I need more oil, if I don't get any assistance.
And he probably won't get any more assistance. McPherson has already received $955, the maximum annual benefit from ABCD, a nonprofit group that distributes state and federal heating aid. And next year, President Obama's new budget could further cut the program. ABCD President John Drew says he's dismayed.
Right now in Boston, we have 22,000 households who received assistance. Higher prices of energy, what little money people have doesn't go as far because other prices are going up. And we've seen thousands of people are calling us now. They're already out of assistance.
Drew says even though it's a mild winter, the applications for help are up from last year. He says the president's proposed cut would mean a 40% reduction in federal funding for Massachusetts compared with 2 years ago. Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey is trying to do something about it. He's part of a coalition of lawmakers from northern states proposing a bill to increase LIHEAP funding significantly to $7.6 billion a year for the next 4 years. At a press conference outside the Capitol this week, Markey called LIHEAP a lifeline that he hopes Republicans will support increasing.
It takes a frigid heart to defend tax breaks for the most profitable oil companies in the world while millions of American families worry about putting food on the table and having to choose between heating and eating.
Markey points out those who get heating assistance are the most vulnerable, struggling families, elderly people, and military veterans. That's why John McPherson says the president's proposal just doesn't make sense to him.
I think it's rotten. I don't know what's going on with him. This whole world is going crazy, I'm telling you. I don't know how people really survive, you know?
McPherson says he'll survive because he'll use more of his Social Security on heat. He saved up some money, but he says that is for his burial.
I will not touch it. I've had that now for umpteen years put away, and I will not touch it.
McPherson has it all planned out. He takes down two wooden boxes with his Sheltie's ashes. He says they'll share the cemetery plot he bought in Bourne.
Yeah, there's my dogs in there. They're going with me. See?
In a nice wooden box, and it says
yep.
Molly.
That's Molly. That's Teddy.
McPherson still has a cat, who he calls Kitty Cat, who keeps his lap warm on cold days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.